Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeremy Pena coming on with a he struggled in the second half. I mean, that is
that's
clear.
A fact. Absolutely.
But 2-for-4 last night, a 3-run homer. He's hit better in that 2 spot. And the Astros have played. I've seen people send this to me a lot. The Astros are 30-5 with Pena in the 2 spot. We've seen that a lot. He has played. He's hit better, although he has still fallen off a cliff. I mean, he's hit 250 right now. An on-base percentage under 300 was something you definitely don't want in the 2 spot. But I do believe, to me, Jeremy Pena has a real shot to be much better of a player in the postseason than he has been, even any part of the regular season. Like, I do have confidence in him for some reason. And what he has shown, he does not appear to have the big moment to be that he's not able to go on and produce in. So I do think next month.
La Tormenta.
That's right. I think next month he will be, I don't know, fine. I just got a really good feeling about Jeremy Pena coming on when the postseason happens. As I said, he struggled in that 2 spot. The one thing I got to stop doing is I got to stop looking at Carlos Correa every night. That's what I've got to stop doing.
That's why I feel
there
sexy.
There was a point in time, Clint, where...
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I just keep thinking to myself of what it would be like if he were in that 2 spot. That's what I've been thinking. Because this is the time of the year where Carlos Correa,
yeah,
that was really going to hit you. And there was a point in time where we kept seeing, oh, man, look at Pena, man. His numbers are right there. He's worth... Don't go check them numbers here lately. Don't go check them numbers here lately. I mean,
if you don't know the facts,
Pena is.
You
gotta
show the
I mean, Carlos is approaching 290 here. He got him 2 more hits yesterday. His on base percentage is one of the best in the game. We already know him defensively. 21 homers in a non hitter friendly ballpark. I mean, he's coming on, but. Within that, I do still feel confident about Jeremy Pena when the postseason comes that he will elevate his play. Just seems like he's that type of player.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know what's going to end up happening, Show, and I choose not to compare his numbers to Carlos Correa at any point in time, good, bad, or indifferent. But there's something about Jeremy Pena. And I said this day one. To me, I was more worried about him going. His first first run of games in the big leagues. At that moment, you can really gauge a guy like, okay, is he overwhelmed? Is the moment too big? Is he ready for this? And to me, he absolutely owned that moment. And again, I know the numbers were really impressive early on, and so it was easy to fall in love with Jeremy Pena, but I'm just looking at, in the moment, offensively and defensively, this guy, there's something about the vibe he puts off, again, in the field and at the plate, that he's mature beyond his years. And I don't know what the hell his numbers are going to be. I don't know if he's going to bat in the 2 hole or the eighth hole. I have no idea where he's going to bat. But at the end of the day, I feel like wherever it's at, we're going to get the best of Jeremy Pena. I don't think he's going to shrink because of the playoffs.
I don't either.
I just don't get that vibe. Now, he may struggle because that cutter, that low outside that's breaking away from him is really giving him fits. There's no question about that. But he's gonna be aggressive as hell at the plate. I think he's gonna give people fits for a young player in this league that's unproven. I got confidence in Jeremy Pena.
He feels like to me in the postseason that he's sitting up there in that 2 spot, and he may be like 0-for-3, 0-for-4 in a game. Yep. But then you're in the eighth inning, and Altuve has gotten himself on with a double or some sort, and it's 2 outs, and he comes up with a really big hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what he feels like to me. And who knows? Maybe he just goes the hell off in the postseason. But that's what it feels like to me. It doesn't feel like when he walks up in a moment, you're like, oh, God, please, no, God, nobody else.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.